Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bad news for the Browns. Unfortunately for Cleveland and their fan base, that's pretty much the only kind of news when it comes to that team.
You just say Browns news.
MRI confirmed that tackle Joe Thomas has a torn left triceps. He is likely done for the season. This is according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Thomas had played to begin his career for 11 seasons now without missing a snap until yesterday. 10,363 plays in a row. With all of those terrible quarterbacks, all of that bad production, all of those losses, just steadily one of the best players in the league at his position, 10,363 plays without missing a single one of them.
It's one of the most unique and staggering streaks in sports history, and that's not hyperbole, in my opinion. I mean, think about this. Somebody steps on your shoe, and it comes off. You have to miss a play. You get one of those illegal hands to the face, and it kind of jacks your chin strap up, and you have an equipment malfunction. You got to come out. You get poked in the eye. Somebody rolls up on you in a certain way, and you've got to come to the sideline and get examined. That streak is remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable that he's been in for that many consecutive plays. Even the consecutive game streak is amazing at a high-impact position like that where you are literally in a collision on every play. The extra stuff, not missing a snap over 10,000 in a row is unbelievable to me. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and congratulations to him on that run. It's a sad injury and a tough loss. Presumably he will be back at full strength to start next season if he chooses to. But to do it for a team that bad with that many games that he played, and think about how often you're banged up and you could come out of the game, or you're dizzy or you're tired or you're dehydrated or you got a stinger or you just got rolled up on. And you look up at the scoreboard, and you're 3-10, and you're down by 13 points, and you just stay out there because it's your job. There's something really admirable and respectable about that. What would a Redskins loss mean? We've been talking about what a Redskins win would mean. We are awaiting your calls at 800-636-1067 ahead of Monday Night Football. That's 800-636-1067. I'll start with a Redskins loss. First of all, it makes it really hard to win the NFC East, as we pointed out. The Eagles would be 6-1, you'd be 3-3. It would also mean that you're now tied with Dallas for second, and you're at risk if you lose to a Cowboys team coming off its best game of the season next week at FedEx Field to falling to third in the division. It would also mean that you miss out on a chance to be a playoff-seeded team as of this moment, because if they win tonight, that would be the case as the last team in. If you lose, then you get leapfrogged by, you're seeing 4-2 teams like Seattle. New Orleans, luckily, is a division leader. But this is an important game because your conference record is going to matter so much at year's end when it comes to tiebreakers to get into the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Not even thinking about the postseason, just thinking about right now, it will mean that you have lost two games and almost lost a third to a bad team in your last three times out. Now, if you play well here, and you played well in two of those losses against two of the best teams in the league, I guess that's a little bit more tolerable and stomachable. But to me, a loss means that they are exactly kind of where we thought they were going to be. They're 500, six games in. They're probably in that 7-9, 8-8 mix.
Mm-hmm.
A win elevates you. A win means, I started the year 7-9. I bumped it up to 8-8 after that Raiders game. A win at 4-2 and 9-7 is absolutely plausible and in reach. That is a 3-5 finish to get to 9-7, which gets you into the playoff mix in this conference this year. So a loss makes it a lot harder for me to envision you being a pro 500 team.
You lose and you make that climb uphill. Now, if you lose this game, which I'm going to pick against the Redskins here because of the injuries and Philadelphia's playing really good football.
Yeah, I feel like the injuries are going to really hurt them tonight.
We don't have to come in here. Now, it's going to be frustrating to lose to the Eagles, who I hate so much, and you'll be mad because you came in second, but I don't think it necessarily means a referendum. This team stinks. They probably don't stink. They're fine. They're okay. But their schedule's been tough. And we keep saying that over and over, but The best team in the AFC is Kansas City. They've played them. The best team in the NFC is Philadelphia. They'll have two losses to them if they lose this ballgame. So now you're 3-3. Is it fair that Carolina's had a couple cupcakes on their schedule? Is it fair that Miami's 4-2 because they've played nobody? Is it fair? No, it's what the league is. Sorry. If you lose this game, you are now one of basically nine teams, and you're at the bottom towards the middle of the playoff hunt. You win this football game, you're 4-2. A, the division's in play. You can go 500 down the stretch, and so can Philadelphia, and you've got a shot at them. If you lose this game, you're 3-3. The Eagles are 6-1. They'd have to go, as I said, 3-6 down the stretch. You'd have to rip off a 7-3 stretch of your own against an arduous schedule. If you're 3-3, you're in there with Dallas, Detroit, Carolina, Atlanta, Seattle, Arizona, and Green Bay. Now, a couple of those teams have some bad trends in Arizona and Green Bay, and you'd certainly think they'll fall out, but you're still looking at a bunch of teams that you have to climb over. You may be better than a team that ends up making the playoffs and you don't. You may be, but that doesn't put Trusted Crackers in my stomach to steal a line from my friend Grant Paulson. You don't have the record to match up. You've got to steal one. You've got to do this if you want to have the kind of season that you want to have. If it's not tonight, you basically push it back where you got to get two later. And if you keep pushing it back more, you got to get three later. You have to have a magic run. I'd like a season to go where they don't have to have a magic run that we're supposed to count on once every 5 or 6 or 7 years.
I don't do moral victories in the division either, by the way. So after they lost to the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, moral victory Tuesday was an option, and I chose to go with it because I thought Kansas City was better. I thought they played a winning game. I thought Cousins in the offense stepped up late, and really, aside from the Dotson drop, I just thought they weren't on the field enough. The defense didn't make enough stops. They dropped like flies. That was when the injuries started to pile up on them, by the way. And that's why they lost. That's out of the division, out of the conference, team that's going to be, you know, an AFC championship contender. In the division, I can't give you brownie points if you play close with Philly and lose. You should play close with Philly. Every game in the division should be close. You know each other too well. You've, by the way, won in Philly each of the last two seasons to win the division in 15, and then last year to keep your hopes alive at a playoff spot in December for a wild card. So I can't tell you that if they play really well and they lose, I'm going to come in here and feel great about it tomorrow. I probably won't. But if they play really well, I still will feel differently than if they play terribly about upcoming games. See, my concern is that I think Dallas could be hitting its stride after this past week. Seattle, if you were going to get them, the time to do it was in the first 3 weeks of the season. And maybe the Redskins lucked out with getting the Rams when they did. I personally think the worst part of the Rams season is still coming. I don't think they're going to go 11-5. I just don't see that.
Right.
But Seattle on the road, Dallas, New Orleans, there's no game coming up that's a gimme. That one just happened with San Francisco, and you almost lost it, by the way.
Yeah, and you had a chance to lose.
But you don't get another one of those for several weeks. Maybe until you play the Giants, and because that's in the NFC East, that's going to be a difficult game as well.
Cowboys at Seattle, division leader Minnesota, division leader at New Orleans.
I keep forgetting Minnesota before New Orleans.
Yeah.
Minnesota's 5-2, and if you beat the Eagles tonight, they're tied with Philly for the best record in the conference. And they've done it without Sam Bradford, who probably will be back when you play them.
And they've been fortunate, Minnesota has. They've played a couple mediocre to poor teams. They caught Green Bay at the exact right time.
But they still have one of the best defenses in the league.
But their defense is excellent, and they know what they're about on offense.
By the way, what is going on with Sam Bradford? He was supposedly almost willing to play the week after his injury, and he still was. I turned on the TV yesterday, and Case Keenum is still playing.
It's still more Case Keenum than you'd sign up for. He's Mr. Glass, Sam Bradford is. Every time you think he's back, he's not back. I'd be really frustrated. Teddy Bridgewater practiced in Minnesota. No expectation that he's coming back anytime soon, but still cool for the kid that he's on his way back.
Maybe this is too simplified, but a Redskins win tonight, and we're talking about them as a playoff club tomorrow. Not that they'll make it, but that's what they are. They're the playoff caliber team.
You get to have that conversation if you're 4-2. You do.
They lose tonight, can't do that. 800-636-1067, you want to chime in. What did we learn around the NFL yesterday? Big takeaways from the games that we watched. We'll get to that on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.